So it's official. Las Vegas is getting a football team. Yesterday, NFL owners voted to relocate the Oakland Raiders to Las Vegas. Kevin Bollinger is sports director at the Fox 5 Vegas. He's in Phoenix, where the NFL is hosting meetings today. Kevin, what's been the response in Vegas?
Oh, there's a ton of excitement in Las Vegas. You know, for a city that has so many different entertainment options, the one thing we didn't have was the NFL city, which is a different type of stamp. People are looking for everything that brings, not only with the NFL team, but by building the new stadium for the Raiders, it's going to open up a lot more entertainment options for even the non-sports fan as well.
Well, so that's great for people in Las Vegas who put on shows and things, but people aren't so sure this is good for the sport. As you know, the Oakland Raiders are trading the country's number 6 market, at least in television, the Bay Area, with all the revenue television brings, for the Las Vegas market that is kind of in the bottom with something like 758,000 TV homes. But that also implies 758,000 homes. I mean, that's a much smaller city. Do you think you're going to find the fan base that a team needs in that kind of a small amount of families?
What people need to realize is there's about 2.3 million people in the metropolitan area of Las Vegas. It's not even going to be the smallest NFL city out there. Plus, they feel they're going to, A, draw a large number of season ticket holders from Southern California, which is about a four-hour drive. And from a tourist standpoint, they know that people are going to come for the visiting team as well, who are going to make a weekend of it, come to Las Vegas and go see their team.
Well, here's a question asked by USA Today. The last time Los Angeles had two NFL teams, that was in 1994, they ranked 24th and 28th out of 28 teams when it came to attendance, the amount of people coming. So I guess you're saying you're betting on them going to Las Vegas and adding a few more things in for the weekend game.
Yeah, I think that was part of the plan, that they were counting on the tourist part. Las Vegas obviously bases a lot of their economy on tourists coming in for various things. And the question will be, can they continue that long term over not only a series of years, but a series of decades? Especially if the team, say, struggles. Right now the Raiders are playing good football and they're a playoff team. If they do go into a lull, will the fans still show up? And I think that's a struggle that any NFL city has outside of a certain few that will sell out no matter what.
That's Kevin Bollinger of Fox 5 News in Las Vegas, that city absorbing the notion that it's got a football team coming its way. Kevin, thank you.
Thank you.